Ready.
What happens when life breaks down? When there is systemic contradiction? My name symbolized all that was corrupt to society. His name symbolized all that was pure. And I was being held in the embrace of a man who was pure. And these inviolable sanctities were preserved in those 10 words. And it is the desacralization of all of these that has put us in the mess that we find ourselves. Isn't it true? A lost is much worse. A person may end up believing in anything. You know, if that human acceptance does so much for you and me, think of what it is when God himself puts his arms around you and says, welcome home. What love is this? It's God's love. And no other love can be defined until that love has properly been understood.
From the deception, getting you to believe that he has control of certain areas of your life. Instant reaction with projecting, self-justifying, excusing, accusing, denying. Well, I don't have a problem. There's nothing wrong with me. So if it's not me, it must be you, or it must be them, or it must be it. Trouble doesn't come from nowhere. It's focus.
Your weakness is a purpose. What are you doing? Because his weakness is a perfect match.
Then I am strong.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
God Christ, the perfect match. Step out of the center I am. The very next verse, he says,
any opposition or whatever opposition
to your destiny.
Relax your body. Relax your soul. Relax your soul.
Relax your body.
I am not the game. Tell me you want to see.
From the deception, getting you to believe that he has control of certain areas of your life. Instant reaction with projecting, self-justifying, excusing, accusing, denying. Well, I don't have a problem. There's nothing wrong with me. So if it's not me, it must be you, or it must be them, or it must be it. Trouble doesn't come from nowhere. External. Focus.
Perfect. It's a perfect match.
Your weakness is a perfect match.
Then I am strong. I'm up for it. God's grace.